today we're going to talk about how to keep your composure when you're dealing with anger. A good way to start is by just stopping whatever's going on and taking a few sips of water. If you don't have water around, then of course you can't drink the water. But this is really just, you're just taking enough time to cool down the heat of the situation. Next, you can detach yourself from the situation. Now, notice where anger resides in your body. Put your hand on your head, your neck, or your gut and observe the feeling. Just doing this will, the fury will begin to subside from your body. Next, you can vent. Find someone you can trust and you can express yourself with the most creative language. Creative language does not mean you have to curse, because I know that can make you feel better, and a lot of times, often, it can also make you feel worse. And last thing you want to do is make yourself feel worse or even more angry. Talk to somebody and let it rip. Just let your feelings go away. Talking, it helps sometimes. Now, if there's no one to talk to, you can talk to yourself or talk to God, because he always knows what's going on, and he knows what will make you feel better. Next, you can visualize. Now, just act like this person who made you upset. Act like it's a child. Just act like it's a little child who is powerless, has no power, and he just, their job is to do nothing but make you feel like crap when you know you're better than that. You have more self-worth than to sit there and argue with a child or someone who has a childish mentality. So act like it's a child, and that could also help the situation. Now, you can also identify, look at your own triggers and notice why you became so challenged with this anger. It often has to do with how people in your household handle the situation as you were growing up. So if your parents handled anger by yelling and fighting, this is what makes you want to yell and fight to handle it. But you got to know who's the bigger person, and you have to always think about it this way. Is it really worth fighting someone? Is it? Because it's not. Next, you need to restructure, change the negative thoughts of revenge and disappointment, and you could turn it into all positivity, and you could say, I can handle this successfully. This person has no power over me, and I know what I'm going to do in this situation to make myself look better than them and make myself look and feel like the bigger person that I am. Next, you could ask, you could talk to this person. You could say, you could ask them and prepare yourself to discuss about the situation by having accountability questions, such as, what do you want the outcome of what just happened? Or what was the purpose in what you just said? Next, emote. You could say, you could use the word I in this situation. So you could go by saying, just use statements that include how you feel, like, I feel that you gave me too much work. Say you're talking to a teacher and she gave you a lot of work, and you're really upset about that because you have other stuff to do and you have other teachers' work to do. You can go about it and say, I feel like you gave me too much work. And, like, what's this number 9? Number 9, really, honestly, I think, personally, it is the most important part of dealing with anger, which is to listen. So listen to what the person has to say. Once you ask them the questions and you can emote and all that things, listen to what the person has to say. Don't be quick to cut them off and tell them, and don't be quick to argue with them about it. Just let them talk and hear them out, and maybe you can come to an understanding together of why the person did what they did to make you angry. So just keep in mind these. Number 1 is to stop. Number 2 is detach. Number three is to vent. Number four is to visualize. Number five is to identify. Six is to restructure. Seven is to ask. Eight is to emote. And nine, the best one of all, is to listen. That's why you have two ears and one mouth.